So with all the excitement going on in HIG sector, like people study decay, we may not pay enough attention to the flavor structures. So I'm here basically introduce this model, we call it a little flavor, because it's basically using little Higgs to explore flavor based on two papers here in collaboration with David B. Kaplan and Nelson. And so first we introduce in the last paper, there's a flavor scenario to say this three family of the flavors and three family of quarks and lepton, they could be arise from this mechanism, naming like three as a number of generation as a Chern number. So it's also the universal physics behind those things. One is a quantum Hall / topological insulator. That's what people have been heavily studied in condensed matter. And that's based, this is plot is based famous plot for quantum Hall effect, and this n is the Chern number as an integer in integer quantum Hall effect. And also there's this chiral fermion using domain wall to simulate chiral fermion on the lattice. We want to tune this ratio of the two couplings, and one can get a number of chiral fermions change this discontinuously when one tune this parameter. And this NF is also a Chern number. So in this paper, we're basically saying this, our three generation are the, this three is this integer in quantum Hall effect is also the number of the chiral fermion lattice. So it's a Chern number, it's a winding number when one integrating out the fermion propagator. It's a number in front of the Chern-Zeeman operator. And so, this mechanism, if one look at this actual dimensional model, it's basically saying there's three chiral fermions located at one brain. So it's one could implement it into Randall-Sandra model. And also, well, we didn't go to that place, and we changed, well, we put it on a discrete manifold with Z2 orbit for it and discretize it. And under this simplified orbit for it, this mechanism is really simple. I mean, it's just the number of this chiral fermion modes is basically the fixed number of this orbit four. And so to get a three family, and we use this three little circles glued together, and those black dots are related to each other. This horizontal line is the orbit four line. So if we look closely of this mechanism, basically orbit four will separate left-hand mode and right-hand mode and kill right-hand mode at one side. So it could reduce to this diagram basically, and with a Dirac fermion on black side and white fermion, well, chiral fermion on white side, and this manifold with this certain structural fermion will always have three light chiral modes. It's basically our three generations of quark and lepton. So there's many flavor puzzles in standard model. First, there is a big hierarchical structure in flavor sector. If you look at the coupling, they're all order one, but all the angles, the in secant matrix and the masses, they have a big hierarchy. And also there's very small flavor change in neutral current. Basically, it's saying all the flavor change in neutral current effects are coming from secant matrix, and all the others are very largely suppressed, then people don't really know why. So there's one, normally people would think this flavor change in neutral current are suppressed just because those mixing are from really high scale. But the scenario I'm talking about here is basically a counterexample of that. And we all know in Higgs sector, there's also a hierarchy problem as well. So I will briefly introduce what's deconstruction. It's basically what we're going to use here, and it's with gauge field on each side, and the link for, well, link represents a bifundamental fermion as this, and so when the GS are strongly coupled, those two fermions condense, just like a QQ bar condensation, and this U is like the pion field. So using this. After condense the GS, and one can write down the action yielding pi on Lagrange. And so there's two way of looking at this action. One way is it's a purely 4D action with this strongly coupled gauge field. Another way is this is a 4D continuous theory with a lattice size the fifth dimension. So one can think this pion field as a Wilson link live on the link. So this whole action could be seen as a gauge field with a 4D continuous world and with this one actual dimension being discretized. So the way to put gauge field on lattice is by write them as a Wilson link. So if one substitutes the Wilson link here, and then you will see it looks like a 5D gauge action. And the people use this thing to build a composite Higgs model. It's basically saying this X is this link could be represented by X and put a Higgs in this matrix. Higgs doublet is in this matrix here. So basically, it actually gets you to live here. So this deconstruction directly leads to this theory called Little Higgs theory. It's related to it starts off with this composite Higgs, and so basically the idea is say when one put Higgs into this matrix, and there is more global symmetry to protect the Higgs mass. So if those symmetry not broken, then there won't be any Higgs potential get generated, and those symmetry only broken in each terms, and only those terms combined together could give rise the Higgs mass. Well, that would put Higgs mass at higher loop level, which means it's small. So that's a way of solving a hierarchy problem. Why explain why Higgs is so small? So if we look closely at this little Higgs model, well, first look at those two moves, and those look similar. And if we look at the mechanism behind those two models, one is a little Higgs is they have a large global symmetry with some symmetry broken spurion, which basically saying just by those spurion Higgs could get a mass. And if we look at the traditional flavor model, it's starts from Frog and Nelson. It's saying there's some flavor symmetry group. It could be continuous, could be discrete, and they have the symmetry breaking thing. And the CKM matrix is generated by the symmetry breaking spurion. Also flavor changing current is suppressed because the symmetry breaking is small effect compared to this big symmetry group. And so what we did is we basically combined those two. We take a deconstructed model and put a fermion on each side, and using this big global symmetry to protect the fermion mass. So this is some detail of the model. So the Higgs field, the number pseudo number Goldstone boson live on the link, and the fermion basically live on the set. And there's Dirac fermion on black side and Carroll fermion on white side. So basically on white side it's our standard model field, and the mix with the black fermion. So the gauge group is SU2 cross U1 to 2. So there's a separate gauge field on black side and white side. It's embedded into this big global symmetry. So this Higgs, we have two Higgs doublets basically embedded into this SU4 matrix. So because they have up and down separated, so they couple to the up type quarks and down type quarks separately. So that's a way the one kind of flavor can the neutral current. So then we write down Lagrange. So there's an interesting structure about this thing, and it has a large symmetry. So there's also SU4 symmetry on black sides, and there's U3 symmetry exchanging those three cells. And so those terms are the SU3 cross SU4 symmetric term, and the black fermion could only couple to white fermion through this link. So basically, it's like a locality on this model, so one could see this as some actual dimension thing. And if you extend this term, you will get a fermion coupled to coupling. But there's one catch here. It's because there has a such big symmetry. So even after Higgs get a VAB, the fermion won't get a mass because there's some non-trivial cancellation. And it's this U3 and SU4 symmetry protect this fermion mass. And so to in order for our standard model to get a mass, so it could, I mean, that could only through the symmetry breaking term, which is put in this Brillouin term. So the little Higgs mechanism works just like this. Just like a normal this model, the some gauge boson got eaten, and then there's symmetry breaking, spontaneous symmetry breaking through this Higgs link. And so by using after write down this Lagrangian, we do this global fit to fit all the quark mass and the CKM matrix. And so there's some new particle, new phenomenologies we look for. So one interesting thing is our W and W prime all have a right-hand current, so normally standard model won't have it. And also there's some V prime and Z. And also we have a whole bunch of quark partners. So this partner not only cancel quadratic divergence for top, but also the standard model fermion talk to them, which gave rise to this CKM matrix. So which it's also some pseudo boson boson here. So this is a Z prime and Z double prime current of all the. So those off diagonal matrix will give rise to flavor change and neutral current, but you can see it's quite small here. So it's different because, well, this model is different from minimal flavor violation, and also it's not a chiral symmetry to protect the fermion mass. So there's a Z and a Z prime is like a new particle. Its production rate is down to like 10 to minus 3. And also leptonic maybe have more interesting going on, but we haven't really worked out that yet. So it hasn't been ruled out. And also the right-hand W coupling would have some correction to this E2S gamma channel. That's all I got.
Very long time ago, when SU2 left cross, SU2 right cross, U1 was considered a possible electroweak model. There was a famous calculation of the right-handed W contributions to the box diagram for K-long, K-short mixing. And they got a, if I remember many years ago, they got a mass limit like 2.5 TeV or something for that W right. So you have a W prime that's considerably lighter than that.
Yeah.
So do you have a problem with the box diagram?
I don't think so, because you have this, if you see, you have matrix elements which are like 10 to minus 3 is correct. So when you calculate the box diagram, it's like they couple twice, so that's 10 to minus 3 square. So it's considerably small than normal W prime. And okay. Right-hand W prime.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
So W has the right-hand coupling as well.
So just trying to understand this flavor mechanism better. So for ordinary little Higgs, we have like a collective symmetry breaking mechanism where any individual term preserves enough of the symmetry to make things healthy. And here the flavor sector is arranged such that there is a collective pattern.
Yeah.
And so if I only turn on one set of things, what is preserved that makes sure that the theory is safe from flavor bounds? What is the kind of residual symmetry that each individual term is preserving?
So it's sort of like that, but it's more accurately, it's this SU4 cross U3 term protect the fermion mass, so also suppress the, it's this one is like the same little Higgs, and the breaking is only through this breaking term. But the thing is, fermion mass, which is like the measure here to measure how much flavor change in each current you would get, is protected by this. It's not protected by, electroweak symmetry break. So yeah. I would say yes. I mean, the Brillouin break gave you the little Higgs Brillouin, and also this gives the, it's also the flavor Brillouin. Yeah.
I just had a quick question about this scenario. It seems very interesting. Do you have any thoughts about how you might incorporate lepton flavor mixing? Or neutrino masses in such a setup?
But it's working in progress. So
yeah, but any random thoughts right now? It's okay, you're among friends.
So neutrino definitely knew some new story because it could possibly be Maradona thing. So it's but the nice thing about neutrino is you don't know if they were training neutral kind of neutrinos, and you don't have enough data for this thing. So it might actually get easier, like just by normal story, just by introduce whole bunch of partners. But you don't need to worry about flavor trainer, neutral current, and neutrinos. You only need to worry about like a mu 2-3-E sort of thing. Yeah.
But one does have lepton flavor mixing angles to try to reproduce, which are quite different than your quarks, so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, let's thank Strun again.